This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Coloradans sought red flag gun orders roughly 360 times in the first 3 years the law has been in effect. A little less than half of those resulted in someone losing their guns for a year or more. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more on his investigation into extreme risk protection orders.
In about half the cases, the subject of the ERPO petition had threatened other people. In a third, the concerns included suicide. CPR found that red flag petitions are much likelier to succeed when law enforcement seeks them compared to private citizens. Only about 1 in 5 petitions filed by family members or others resulted in a 1-year gun removal order, compared to more than 80% by law enforcement. However, most departments are rarely using this law. There are only a handful of Colorado counties where law enforcement have filed for 5 or more red flag orders. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
State lawmakers want to give farmers and ranchers the ability to fix their equipment without having to go through manufacturer-affiliated repair companies. The Agricultural Right to Repair Bill is the latest step lawmakers have taken in recent years to empower independent repair shops and equipment owners. Last year, they gained the right to repair powered wheelchairs. The Agricultural Equipment Bill is up for its first hearing today. It has bipartisan sponsorship. Federal authorities have proposed a $15,000 fine due to unsafe working conditions at an Amazon sorting center in Aurora. An ongoing investigation by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration found employees at the warehouse were spending long hours lifting heavy packages. Investigators say that exposed workers to a higher risk of back injuries and other issues. Last year, an Amazon worker died at a facility in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News and KRCC.